The crew got out of Plug's way. It was obvious he was in a bad mood. Grubbage came up the beach, followed by Prince Blad and the rest of the Sea Scab's crew. A sudden thought struck Grubbage.
Captain, how's the princess and those rat guards going to find us again now that you've moved the Sea Scab down the coast?
Plug sighed.
Oh, I forgot about that lot.
Blad giggled.
Ha ha! I hope they are lost forever, especially my sister. I not want to see her again, that's for sure.
Scarum had been listening with interest to the conversation. The talkative hare could not resist taking part.
I say, old chap, that's a bit heartless, what? Not wanting to see your sister again. I bet she misses you terribly.
Plug waggled his axe threateningly under the hare's nose.
Who ask you, rabbit? Here, Tazin, gut these three and toss them in the sea for fish food.
Tazin twirled a knife, smiling eagerly.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Sagax decided it was time for him to speak up.
Only a fool would do that. Do you know who we are?
The young badger tried to look as regal as he could, which was not easy, lying dumped and bound on the sand.
I am the son of a great mountain lord. The hare Biscarum is from a very wealthy family. Our otter friend is the son of an emperor of sea otters. If you slay us, think of the ransom you'd miss out on.
Scarum interrupted.
He's right, you know, old lad. Our families would probably swap a jolly great shipload of treasure to get us back. No sense in slaying us, what?
Plug sat down on the sand beside Scarum.
Ha ha! 'Tis long season since I held any beast to ransom. Righty-o, rabbit! We'll let you and your mates live. But you better hope your rich papas and mamas stump up plenty, or you'll be fed to the sharks. One at a time. Do you understand?
Skirum shook his head in mock admiration of the Feebruiser.
I say, sir, you're a born genius. What jolly clever thinking. I'd shake your paw heartily if I weren't tied up at the moment.
Slitfang placed a paw on his hip and swaggered about, trying to imitate Skirum's speech.
How I say, what? Jolly old rabbit. Don't he talk pretty?
Plug fetched Slitfang a whack that sent him sprawling.
That's 'cause he's a gentle beast, not like you, slab nose. That there rabbit's had a hedication, more than what we've ever had. My old uncle was a gentle beast with a hedication. I liked him. My old uncle could sing wonderful hedicated ditties too.
Plug whirled on Skirum, shoving his double-headed axe under the hare's chin.
Can you sing hedicated ditties?
Skirum gulped.
Hedicated ditties, sir? I was brought up on 'em. Could sing ditties before I could talk.